From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed a national day of mourning in Iran following Sunday's major earthquake. Thousands of homeless people spent a second night in the open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks that left more than 400 people dead and thousands injured. The hardest hit Iranian province was Kermanshah, bordering Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. In Iraq, meanwhile, Rahman Hani, speaking here, director of the Darbandkin Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top. There are vertical and horizontal cracks, and he said part of the dam sank. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region. It was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. It even made skyscrapers in Dubai sway. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official here appealed for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands of dead. Much more updates available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.